Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Charles Barkley trending this morning. People, this morning in People magazine on the website, Charles says, I haven't spoken to Michael Jordan in almost 10 years. He got offended when Charles Barkley said he doesn't surround himself with people, good people, good basketball people, and people that will tell him no, and people that will contradict him.
You're not saying Jordan has a grudge.
Yeah.
I mean, he carries a grudge, do you?
So, Timothy Bella is joining us right now. He's written the definitive book on Charles Barkley, the biography on Charles Barkley. He's interviewed more than 370 people, and he is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The book comes out November 1st. Timothy, welcome to the show. How are you?
How's it going, guys? Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. Did you interview Michael about Charles for the book?
I did not. I certainly tried, but I did not. And the sense I got was that he just wants nothing to actually do with Charles Barkley. He doesn't want to talk about him. He hasn't wanted to actually talk about him since that stadium puts fallout. They had several years back, and it has weighed on Charles this entire time, and it's two stubborn dudes who just don't want to actually compromise.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm curious about Charles. Has always felt like a what you see is what you get type of guy. I mean, he seems like a relatively open book compared to, and some of that's probably because of the, you know, him being on the set. We've gotten to know Charles a little bit better. Did you find that? What was something that stood out that maybe surprised you in your interviews about Charles Barkley that you would not have guessed or you did not know?
Honestly, guys, it goes back to his lack of confidence in Leeds, Alabama. I know it's that town shocking, just knowing who Charles Barkley is now. But when he was growing up outside to Birmingham, this was a kid who was short and fat, and his father left him when he was only 13 months old. He was raised his actual projects there by a single mother and his grandmother, and this was someone who was just trying to find his place, where he fit in. And honestly, at first, he fit in actually stealing cakes down there in Alabama, him and his friends, the cake bandits, would actually go to his local grocery store every week and steal these cakes that were actually popped off. And it wasn't until the cops started to actually chase him down one night for stealing these cakes that he realized he needed to actually get his life in order. He needed confidence. He needed to actually find something. And that's when he started to focus more on basketball. So he just lacked a ton of confidence back then. And for anyone who knows him now, that's pretty shocking, I think.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Not the cake bandit part.
No.
But the confidence part.
The confidence part, yeah.
Not that part, no.
Timothy Bella with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What does Charles think of the book?
That's a good question. I have been, so before I interviewed a single person for this, I reached out to Charles and his agent, and they said they were 75% flattered, 25% very cautious, and ultimately they decided not to do it. And I tried to just be as transparent as possible about this whole deal with him and his team, his family members, and I had not heard from Charles, but I have heard from other people who have talked to Charles, who in the late stages of this process, they actually get back to me and say, you really wore Charles down throughout this whole thing, and yeah, I will be able to actually talk to you. So while I did not talk to him, I got the sense that he was okay with it happening, and I am actually sending him a book right now. So he'll be getting it.
Timothy Bella with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What is the fun? Because there's a bunch of funny stories with Charles Barkley. What's the one that you like the best?
One I probably enjoy the best is one of his bar fights, and it's actually not the one when he was in Houston when he threw a guy through the window in Orlando. This actually happened years prior in Milwaukee when he was still with the 76ers, and it was a cold December night. He was actually walking out of his bar with a friend of his, and this group of bodybuilders actually followed him out, one of whom wanted to actually start a fight with Charles that night. He screamed out to Charles, "Hey, Charles, I hear you are a baddest man in the NBA. Well, show it to me." And Charles, understanding that he was going to get his butt kicked, decided to act as crazy as possible and stripped down to his boxers and his socks and just basically pointed to out crazy this group of bodybuilders who were definitely going to kick his butt that night in the Milwaukee. And one of those bodybuilders told me we could not do anything against Charles because we were so blown away how this NBA star had stripped down to his boxers when it was only 10 degrees outside. And Charles ended up actually breaking a guy's nose. He just punched him straight in the nose, and he yelled out, "There's a lot more to that where that came from." So it's the kind of stories of legends where you hear about these bar fights with Chuck and how they escalated so much, but that one still kind of stands out to me because he was really cornered, and when he got cornered, he stripped down and acted crazy, guys.
I know this one probably won't surprise you. I had a guy who used to work on my Achilles, a physical therapist, told me a story about he had been out with Charles, excuse me, one night, actually a few different nights. There was a time where Charles is the sun, and you orbit around Charles for a little bit, and then he moves on to wherever he's going to live next or do next. But this guy told me a story, and he said it happened more than once. And it didn't matter where he was, whether it was Las Vegas or Houston, didn't matter how swanky the party was or wherever he was. He would consistently end up drinking his, I think it was Grey Goose vodka, and he'd go to McDonald's and get chicken nuggets. And that was like one of Charles, you could be in the nicest, limousine, but Charles was going to be a Grey Goose guy, and he was going to go get his chicken nuggets, and that's the way Charles is going to roll. I heard another story. It's amazing how many people have Charles stories, where he was in Milwaukee. Was at a strip club in Milwaukee. My friend from Philadelphia, they bought him. They happened to be there. They bought him. They say, "Oh, Charles, you know, he was a 76er at the time." They bought him and the table drinks. And then Charles, at some point in the night, went over, thanked him, and said, "I got a feeling I'm going to be sick and not play tomorrow." And I think he did end up playing, but was just terrible the next night. But apparently Milwaukee was one of his jams. Like, he really liked Milwaukee.
Oh, he's still a very big fan of that city. I mean, there were several bars he frequented out there. He had a bunch of friends out there. And the part about McDonald's totally checked out too, because there were moments, especially in Philadelphia, where he would not practice, but he would instead be on a stationary bike eating McDonald's breakfast, eating these pancakes, and yelling at his teammates to actually run harder during practice. So that checks out. And another story too, ESPN's Chris Fowler told me that his during a charity golf tournament right afterwards. So he had this big dinner they were on their way to, but beforehand, Charles had asked there to actually go through the McDonald's drive-thru because he just wanted chicken nuggets and fries. So he's always had an affinity for fast food. He's cut down on it, but when the moment calls for it, he's good to go, guys.
Those stripes will never change. No. Never change. That is Timothy Bella, and it is coming out November 1st. I imagine you can get the book anywhere, right? It's just called Barkley?
Yep. Available now, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, indie bookstores, anywhere, yeah.
Great stuff. Well, man, congratulations, and best of luck on the book, Tim. At Tim Bella, B-E-L-L-A, on Twitter. He's a staff writer, editor at The Washington Post, and he's written the book, Barkley. We appreciate your time. Congratulations and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Timothy Bella right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know what? What do you think Charles would think of Liquid Death?
That's a tough one because I'd love that if he was not drinking, he would love it because Liquid Death – frankly, it makes you look like you are. It's amazing how many of you have sent messages saying that your kids drink Liquid Death and or that you had it at a kid's party. You brought a cooler. I had one guy tell me he brought a cooler of Liquid Death for the other dads who were not drinking. And, well, I guess they didn't have alcohol there. And he just said the looks from the moms, they had to tell people, look, it's water. It's sparkling water or it's flavored water. Or it's mountain spring water. It's going to be one of the three, but there's three flavors of the mountain spring, three flavors of the flavored water. It's like 15 to 20 calories, not much, but Liquid Death has some edge to it now. It's number one. It's called Liquid Death. Okay, that's your first sign. Number two, there's a skull on each of the cans, and then Liquid Death. The font is what I call like a heavy metal font, and I think you know what I'm talking about, what that looks like. And it's in a big tall boy can. So it looks like you're drinking not only a beer, it looks like you're drinking something that is extremely bad for you, only it's extremely good for you, and it brutally murders your thirst. And that's what Liquid Death is all about. You're going to hydrate anyway. Why don't you do it with water that's going to stay cold, that tastes great, and is one of the fastest growing companies in the country? Liquid Death. If you want to find out where Liquid Death is, you want to bring it to your event and see the eyes, the looks that you get, go to liquiddeath.com/bench and you can put your zip code in and they'll tell you all the places that sell Liquid Death. Or you can always stop at a 7-Eleven, a Kroger, or a Target and find my friends over at Liquid Death.
This is The Bench on ESPN
97.5. All right. And if you have any issues with your plumbing, all right, you see our friend Billy Brown. You call up there. Put this number in your phone, 281-488-6238. It is Aqueduct Plumbing Company, founded with core values in mind. They want to be friendly. They want to be honest. They want to be good. They greatly appreciate your interest, hope to be able to provide excellent service to you anytime the need for a plumber arises. That's a quote from Billy Brown, okay? He's the owner. He sets the tone. He tells the guys, you go to the home, you give them a free evaluation of what the what the cost is going to be, what the work is going to take, and a fair and complete. And they're going to do all of the work. They're not going to hire people out. They're going to do the work, and they're going to do it to the best of their ability every single time. So you need a plumber, there's one place to call. I don't know about other plumbers. It just seems like a shady business to me. I don't know. I do know these guys are great. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Something like Serena's and Arena's when I serve to get a strong back.
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We got a couple of segments left before we hit News of the Weird and then head into the holiday weekend. Hope yours is going to be great. Hope it is going to be a wonderful family-filled weekend for you. You're staying home. You're going to cook a tenderloin, which is not almost seems a little un-American.
I have to literally, we better get our video done quick today.
I got to catch a plane.
Well, then we're not doing it.
Yeah, no. We can do it.
I got to go get my, I'm going over to Pete's because Michael's going to be blasted today.
Yeah, he's going to be blasted.
So Pete's Fine Meats is where we're getting beef tenderloin because we don't do turkeys. And my mom said, are you good with not doing turkeys? We did steaks last year. This year I said, I'll bring a beef tenderloin, Mom. We don't have to do stupid turkey.
Turkey is excellent.
When else do you eat turkey? When else do you buy a turkey?
Turkey all the time. Turkey sandwiches.
So you buy a turkey and you roast it in an oven?
No.
Or you smoke it?
No,
you
I do it. But that's what Thanksgiving's
you
about.
You buy meat. Why? Why?
Because that's what Thanksgiving
what
is
about. What
are
your about. Other sides? No, it's not. I threw it in a drive. The
sides are the best.
The sides are the best.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
What are your favorite? Okay.
My wife makes a dirty rice that is just unbelievable.
That's the Cajun thing, but yeah. I love dirty rice, so I can't hate on that. Yeah. I do not think the pilgrims and the native people had dirty rice with chicken gizzards in it and whatnot.
No, well, they're dumb. I mean, I can't help what the pilgrims did. I'm pretty sure they didn't have cans of cranberry either. I'm pretty sure they didn't do that.
Yeah. When that thing comes out of there, people swear by that.
Why? That's
RJ, terrible. Are you a Thanksgiving guy at all?
Yeah.
Like, well, are you? What are you now? I'll say this:
you're manjari.
The pecan pie is also another one where it's so sweet it could put you in a coma. But I love a really good pecan pie.
Warm it up. Put ice cream on it.
The ice cream will level out some of the sweetness, where it's not as sweet if you have a big thing of ice cream.
Well, but I love pecan pie.
What about pecan? Who is it? Is it Good Company or who's the company that does? The pecan, Papado's does the pecan, the sweet potato pecan pie, which is really good. And then there's the fudge bottom pecan or the brownie bottom pecan.
Oh, that sounds
pie.
Good.
Oh, it's strong. Are you a sweets guy or turkey or sides?
I'm a dressing guy.
Yeah.
Oh, dressing. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I could take it or leave it. I don't care. If I have dressing, great. If
but
I don't
you're not
going to
have it.
Great.
You're going to have tenderloin.
No, but I may have dressing. You don't have to have it in a turkey. My mom, there's people make dressing opposite turkey. Well, you don't have to have turkey.
That's so stupid.
My favorites, and you know what? You can hate on me if you want. You can call me basic. I'm fine with green bean casserole, too.
You are basic.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fine with green bean casserole.
I'm sure you'll have a pumpkin spice latte that morning.
A creamed corn, I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah.
Well, you're having a Cajun Christmas. Well, you're on to talk. You weren't even.
No, actually, I'm going up to Chicago. It's going to be a Midwest.
They had green bean casseroles at the very first.
Green casserole. My sister-in-law is making it. Yeah.
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 You're going to have that.
Rice dressing. Yeah, instead of cornbread. You're absolutely right, Brian.
Rice dressing?
Well, his name's Brian Bouillon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rice dressing.
Dirty rice.
Dressing.
We call it dirty rice.
I have both. I don't care. Mac and cheese. Great. Let's go. I'm with you. I could have a whole thing of just sides and be good. I don't have to because I don't care.
Well,
about
the Wheelhouse
turkey.
Boys had the hypothetical Tuesday.
Mashed potato. You got to have mashed potatoes.
It's, would you rather have just the turkey? You could have gravy with it. Turkey and desserts or all the sides?
See, that's actually tough when you throw desserts in there.
Yeah.
But I would say, because you're pretty much just going pumpkin pie, pecan pie, but maybe there's somebody else who does whatever, apple pie.
Apple pie.
But I would say if I had to choose, I'd go sides.
Yeah,
because you know what, and this is the thing. So there's two different types of food. There's Mexican food where you, no matter what you have, you can throw it in a bowl as leftovers, mix it up, heat it up, and like eat it off chips, and you got a meal. I don't care if it's rice, beans, tamales, fajitas, enchiladas. You can throw all of it in one bowl, heat it up, and you're fine. That's the same thing for me with sides from. I could throw a green bean casserole with corn and with stuffing and a couple pieces of turkey or whatever you have, and I could heat that up and eat it on and put it on a roll, literally.
Yeah.
And I could just turn it into a side order sandwich.
The rolls that come out and you butter them right out of the out of the oven. That's that to me.
I think my mom actually is doing that.
She's going to do that.
I think she's going
to
do
have
that.
You have to have that. You have to.
Yeah, Alec really wants that. So
you're driving to.
Yeah, we're having. We'll have.
They're in.
Yeah, New Braunfels. Wife will stay, but yeah, I'll be in New Braunfels with the family. And so just quick, boom, in and out, back. I got to work. I can't miss. I have to work on draft stuff. I'm bringing tape with me. And then we're going to, and then I'm going to be back because got to watch, get back in time to watch the games on Thursday. And then Friday is going to be a big.
Friday, 1 o'clock, England, U.S.
England versus U.S. Are you doing your Coors Light thing again at Knicks?
No, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You can't do it. Would you have done it?
Absolutely, I would have done it.
Why don't you just do it while you're gone?
No.
Why don't you just open a tab?
If I'm not there, that's...
Go put your credit card down and open a tab.
Yeah, if I'm not there, that ain't, it's just not. It's good. So, sorry.
Do you know this song? There's a song about Thanksgiving, and I want you to listen to this. By the way, we didn't miss it.
Charlie Brown?
No. It's better. We didn't mention this, too. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. Sweet potatoes or yams with... I'm sorry. Mm. I did not like it when I was a kid. Now, if you put that crumble, my mother-in-law makes it. With the crumble, with the brown sugar and whatever else, the crumble on top of it. You can put the marshmallows on if you want. I don't care. That thing is like dessert. By the way, I would eat that for dessert. I don't need a dessert if I have that. Listen to this song and tell me how many of these things you really, really enjoy. This is the definitive. This is the definitive Thanksgiving song.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, lamb, lamb, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, lamb, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
beans, greens,
tomatoes.
Because a lot of people will have greens too.
Tomatoes. There's no tomatoes in
there. I don't know what the tomatoes be. Yeah. It could be tomatoes or green beans or...
Mm-mm.
I just think it rhymes with potatoes.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I think that was just a throw-in. I don't really think she meant tomatoes. I could be wrong. Greens, beans, potatoes. I'm fine on all those. Tomatoes, corn. You have corn. She doesn't say corn, but that doesn't
Where's
really
the dressing?
Fit.
Where's
doesn't
the
fit
rice
in the rhyme
dressing?
Structure. Well, you're only hearing the hook. He's just got really the hook there. I'll eat all of those. Yeah. You know what? I don't care about Thanksgiving because of turkey, but I like the rest of it. And I do like the eating for sport where you eat. Now, this is, okay, so this has been a conversation we've had on the show before. I don't know that you're the same, but this is going to sound like generalizing, but it's not generalizing. White people typically do Thanksgiving early. And this is something I didn't know until years ago. And
like on Tuesday?
RJ, when would you do, for example, when would you do Thanksgiving?
When do you eat
your
Thanksgiving dinner?
Thursday.
No, Thursday,
no,
yeah.
Right.
No,
what
no.
time?
But like what time of the day?
Like after 2.
No.
Okay.
1 o'clock we're eating, probably.
11-ish.
11? That's a little much.
11 or 12. But I'm not the same.
So here's the deal, is you get to graze all day.
You're kind of late because I've had people tell me that.
Who's
yeah,
late?
Exactly. I've heard and I've had Mexican friends tell me this, and listeners say, yeah, no, we don't go. We're not going at 11, 12 o'clock. It's like a party headed up there. We have appetizers or whatever we're having.
I don't
and
want
then,
appetizers. I want an empty
either.
Stomach.
I don't either. To me, we're doing it the right way.
And then
you
graze
eat once, and yeah, and then you come back with all the leftovers the second time. I think that's the right way.
That's the way.
The right way is to do it at 11 or 12
Did
o'clock.
Did you just
Some
say the
say,
white way
I said
is
the right way, but I may have. I
the
felt like I said
the
white
way.
I know. But the white way is to do it early. Because I've been told, I mean, we can get phone calls and I've
Where's
people
Del
listening.
Now? Okay.
Oh, we've had
What about
this,
Lance saying the white way is the right way?
I didn't say that. I said the right way is to do it early to me because you get double meals out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get double meals out of it the same
day. Affair?
It's the same day. It doesn't necessarily have to spend any time in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you probably do.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that culturally that it was so different in terms of when you have your Thanksgivings. You're actually earlier than I thought, RJ.
2:30 is late.
I'm saying like
I think
after like 2 o'clock. So I'm thinking more of like we're like 3, 4.
Okay, now that. Now, that checks out with
what I've
been told.
Way
that,
too late.
I told you this is the thing, though. So what do you do? Then what are you doing? You're just eating a late breakfast? Or what are you doing then because you're going to be hungry? So what do you do up to that point?
Watch basketball and football until, like, the food is ready. Like
So you're not eating at all? Nope. Or you probably have breakfast of some sort.
Nah, like that's not us.
You're just
like,
starving.
Yeah, so yeah. You starve yourself till then. No, it's too late. Get it ready. Let's go.
So you're 1 o'clock.
Want to eat? Yeah, let's go. No. I can't wait till 4 o'clock. Nah. That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. See?
Stop.
There you are. All right. Card carrying white guy. Dude, that's what you are.
Well, I got this. Okay. 9:31 ESPN.
What, a quarter zip golf shirt?
No.
Yes. Jacket?
Come on. Look at the skin tone. Okay?
Yeah.
Those are my people.
You're European.
Yeah, I'm changing the culture. That's what I'm doing. Okay? I'm changing the culture.
What are you changing the culture for? Which
early
culture?
Early dinner.
You're not from the culture.
Yeah, I'm changing.
For the last time.
I'm from the culture. All right, let's talk about...
You are the culture.
Let's talk right now about patios. How about that?
Texas Custom Patios will have a whole new culture for you, and it could be having your Thanksgiving outside. And if you do it upright for your outdoor living space, the Texas Custom Patios, you could end up doing your turkey out there. You could do your sides. You could do a lot of different things depending on how creative you want to be. Or you could just cook everything and then have the meal outside. There's a lot of Thanksgivings that we have that are really nice. And sometimes if you can get something, you can get one of those outdoor heaters where if it was in the 50s, or maybe even low 60s, you can have your little outdoor heater to heat up the space. This is what I'm talking about. The outdoor patios, the outdoor living spaces, the outdoor kitchens, the fire pits. This is where memories are made. And Texas Custom Patios are doing that for you, and they build an unbelievable space. Go to the website, texascustompatios.com, and I want you to take a look at the before and afters, and you're going to find some homes where you say, wait a minute, this looks like my home. I thought I had to be living in some huge baller house to have an outdoor patio built by Texas Custom Patios. You do not. I do not live in that kind of house, and they built a space for me that I absolutely love. Go to texascustompatios.com, find a home that looks like yours, look at the work that they did, and it's time for you to live your best life. Go to texascustompatios.com. That's texascustompatios.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
All right, I'm going to talk right now about the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, whatever it is, whatever issue that you have. And there are plenty of issues out there. And again, I've said this plenty of times. If you need a lawyer, then something has gone wrong, okay? Someone is suing you. You have to sue someone, okay? You need help with an insurance company because they're not paying up. You need help in an accident that sucks, that you got into an accident, 18-wheeler or regular accident. You are having an issue with the police, the FBI, CIA, whatever it is. Hopefully not, but if you do have issues, then you've got the Morley Law Firm. They can help represent you. Someone, you have to sue someone in a civilly, or they have to sue you civilly. That's terrible. You've got the Morley Law Firm here for you. Immigration is pestering you or someone you know. The Morley Law Firm, se habla español. Listen, it doesn't matter what your issue is. The Morley Law Firm will help. The Morley Law Firm is here for you no matter what. And you tell them, they'll give you a free evaluation, and you can break it down with them, and they'll tell you exactly how they can help you. It's all at MorleyLaw.com, MorleyLaw.com, 713-839-9955. Make the call, Morley Law.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I did hear John Granato weigh in on the World Cup last night during Soccer Matters. I want to hear from Glenn. I don't want to hear John come on the Soccer Matters program and start talking about the U.S. Hey, Glenn, I want to hear from you, man. Yeah, I don't need you interviewing Johnny G. We get that plenty in the morning. I want Glenn Davis to come on his show as the preeminent soccer voice in the city of Houston and break it down. That's what I want from Soccer Matters.
I'll let John know that you think he's useless.
That's not what I said.
That's kind of what you said.
Hey, send this audio to the bench. Yep. I'm not afraid to stake my claim that Glenn Davis is the voice we want to hear from about the U.S. men's national team.
Finally, someone says it, what we're all thinking.
So just so you know, you remember when LeVar Ball was on ESPN and he told Molly to stay in her lane? Do you remember? It was on Fox. Oh, yeah. He told. Oh, was Taylor? He told Georgia. Oh, Christine Leahy.
Yeah, same. There's been a few.
Same thing.
There's. He's on number. Colin's on number. Co-host number three.
Is that it?
I think.
Christine Leahy. He told her, stay in your lane, woman. Let me tell you, Jake Asman. Stay in your lane, okay? You're my Christine Leahy right now, okay?
You're LeVar Granato?
LeVar Granato. First of all, if you actually listened to Glenn Davis, you know that I interviewed him. He didn't interview me. As soon as when the show started, I said, Glenn, you know the soccer. People don't want to hear my opinions. So let me ask you the questions, and that's how being the co-host now for
Jake does
this
not want
World
that.
Cup that I am.
That's this is the problem.
Being the co-host
when you
of
lead
soccer
with
matters,
being the co-host is the problem that Jake
has. Being the co-host
has.
Of Soccer Matters, I know my limitations. I know what's good, what people want to hear.
You do?
And they wanted to hear Glenn Davis. And secondly,
so why were you there?
Because Glenn Davis asked me to be there.
Why would he do that?
I will tell you, and he's asked you to be there. One guy he hasn't asked to be there, Jake Asman. Okay? And there's a reason for that, Jake
What's
Asman.
What's the reason?
The reason is because, obviously, you say a lot of stupid things like you said about me just yesterday. Okay? So, Jake Asman, stay in your lane. Jake Leahy, stay in your lane. Okay?
I pray RJ's Friday stay right now. You had to cut it. You'd have to cut it, but... No, you didn't have to cut anything. It was, yeah.
No.
I was thinking of the LeVar Ball thing. He didn't say anything that that need to be cut.
No, you can play that. And you know what? I don't know if he was right. I know I'm right about Jake Leahy or Christine Asman. I
you
don't
just
know what his
him
name is.
Jake Leahy?
Yeah, right. So anyway, if you would listen correctly, see this, which is why, you know, I don't know. They need three of you in there so that the other two can actually correct you, Jake. You weren't listening, apparently.
I don't think he really was ready for this.
To the show.
I'm not sure if he really was ready for this.
No. He got out of his lane, like I told you.
Stay in your lane.
And he said send it. And he said send this audio to the bench.
Yeah.
That he's not afraid
of
the smoke.
And I hope the other guys play it and they take care of Christine or whatever his name is. Okay.
Stay in your lane.
Okay.
Disrespect. Do you think that people who have listened to Soccer Matters for the last... So what was your favorite moment in, like when you usually call in and or co-host Soccer Matters when it's not a World Cup year? Like what do y'all you and...
I've called Glenn show numerous times.
Were you drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did that lead to the call?
No. Something I wanted to talk to Glenn.
About what?
About soccer.
Like what?
Well, I don't know.
You weren't talking MLS. You weren't talking Dynamo. What were you talking about?
No. It was usually Premier League. It was or some issue that was going on in the world of soccer. And actually, I think I called him one time when they all got arrested. And you
know, the FIFA stuff.
The FIFA stuff.
Yeah.
With all the criminality that was involved in it. I think I called him about that one time. But yeah. I mean, what? So
Jake is from the Northeast, where they care more about soccer than you do. He wants to hear a soccer aficionado.
And he did, because I interviewed Glenn.
He didn't want to
it
hear
wasn't
your
the other
dumb
way around.
Questions.
No, my questions were actually, and you know what Glenn said during the He said, wow, you are really easy to talk to. This is great. That's what Glenn said during
Glenn loves this show.
During when my co-host actually gave me a compliment.
He's not a co-host.
He's my co-host.
He owns his own show. He right. literally has sponsors that he buys.
Right.
I mean, that buy his show.
So not only, I mean, Jake can't even listen. He can't even listen correctly. How's he on a show? That's what's amazing to me. That's why they have to have the other two guys, okay?
You think they're carrying Jake?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
No.
Like, each has got one arm. Each got one arm under
no,
Jake.
No, Jake is highly competent, and he's saying what a lot of people in this city and, frankly, in this country are thinking. Less John Granato. More Glenn Davis.
Respect it.
All right. So, Jake Leahy, have a good Thanksgiving weekend. Stay in your lane.
How did you know that was available?
I don't know. RJ got it. Where'd you find it, RJ?
That was easy to find.
No, who told?
No, but who told you?
Like, how did you know that?
You weren't listening
off?
To the wheelhouse.
Oh, no, it was sent to me by Andrew.
Oh,
so I mean, he made the comment out loud to send it to the bench.
Send it to the bench.
So it is.
I was listening to them yesterday, and if I had heard him say that, he would have caught it. He would have caught it. You know,
you would have called in and given him a verbal fresh one.
A fresh one. He'd have caught a fresh one. Yeah, absolutely.
He kind of caught a fresh one just now.
Just.
You called him Christine Asman or Jake Leahy.
Stay in your lane.
You went LeVar Ball on him as if soccer is your lane. My favorite is Soccer John. And you know what? And I'll admit it. Glenn Davis does enable us in a way.
He does.
Because he loves the show.
Yeah.
He wants us to be part of it. He wants, and it's like, well, I mean, he wants us to be part of it.
He does.
It's kind of we're in the lane. No, he invited us in the lane.
I can't tell you how many times I was texting him. When are you coming on? You're coming on a show at 8 in the morning. He goes, yes, and I want you and Lance on my show. You really don't want that, though.
Do you really?
Are you, though?
You have built a highly reputable show. You've built a show that is extremely credible. You're a former professional player.
Yes. And
you've been through the rigors of the sport. It's gotta hurt his heart a little bit to hear us talk about soccer. Like, I love they're doing it. Some of the things they're saying, not great. But I want the sport to grow, so that's fine.
Right, right.
To me, I look at World Cup like this. I do love the excitement but let's just be honest. It's action.
Yeah.
There's three different action events a day.
Well, $1.8 billion will be bet on the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In the United States. Let's get Colin in here. He wants a bet on he wants to talk about the World Cup. What do you say, Colin?
Hey, guys. Yeah, Colin, about the World Cup match coming up on Friday. It's going to be a bit of a tough go for you Yanks, isn't it?
No, not at all.
No,
I'm expecting a draw.
Oh, this loss could even beat Wales. Come on, man.
Wales needed
what
was, I thought it was probably the right call when he got slide tackled in the box. Probably.
But who
dominated that the entire first half?
Yeah, we
and
did.
And you played around with a backup goalie. Come on.
Well, listen, mate. I'm calling it a little bit of a tip on, make a few quid for Friday's match, yeah?
Yeah.
Got a bit of inside info. We'll take the over, right? England's front line, bloody unstoppable, mate. Unstoppable. And here's how I know. I actually came up playing club ball with one of their wings.
Who's that?
Trevor Hanford Stampton.
No. That's not a real... First of all, this is more Australian than it is English.
Mate,
and there's no such thing as Trevor Hampton Stampton. There's no such thing. Let me ask you a question. What do you think?
Yeah.
Who is... From in terms of your goalkeeper, what do you think? A, what's his name, and what's the biggest issue he has? I mean, because you're a huge English soccer fan.
No, obviously everyone knows Nigel McInberry. He can't go to his left, mate. He's the worst.
Jordan Pickford.
Can't go to his left.
Nigel McInberry. What? Nigel McInberry?
What?
And it's a good guess.
Hey, we can't. Trevor and I came up playing together our club team at Gimble Brimpton before he got the call up to Quimbleshire, and he left us all in the dust, right, mate?
Well,
you're obviously at a. Was that when you were in the youth academies, or were you just a lower level of English soccer?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, it was lower level, but with Trevor, he got a golden foot, mate.
Yeah,
golden foot. He's fast as lightning. You know, he's going to look out for him.
Yeah. Do you have any good stories about getting snockered and sloshing about with different ladies of questionable repute in small towns and there in the countryside?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So back in the day, we day off an attorney, Trevor, Nigel, myself, we went to, see the
the goalkeeper for the English team.
Right.
No, a lot of Nigels up there, man. I forgot.
Oh, a different Nigel. Oh, okay,
17 Nigels. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, I got to go, man. Great to be back to work. These chimneys aren't going to sweep themselves, man.
Yeah, chimney sweep. And he said there were 17 Nigels in secondary school.
chimney sweeping.
It's not going to sweep itself. No, it's Jordan Pickford is the goalkeeper. It's not Nigel McInberry.
Actually, that sounds more like...
I mean, it was a fair... Yeah. It was a fair guess.
Jordan Pickford.
Yeah, fair play, mate. Yeah. It was a good guess.
And he kept saying mate.
Yeah.
They don't say that there. They say that more in Australia.
I don't think that is a... What is a young person called in England?
Utes?
Lad.
Oh, lad.
They're lads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not utes. The two
to me, and this is a very serious thing what I'm about to say.
That's in Italy.
If you had soccer play-by-play commentary, some of the phrases and words and the way they're able to paint pictures, it's, I'm going to say, at least three times better than anybody that does it in the States. It is brilliant to watch and listen to, and it's always some Irish color commentator who's just, oh, no. They're taking a piss with this right here. Are you going to see this absolutely dreadful defender? Dreadful effort. That's disgusting. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the club, and it's an embarrassment to who you are as a person. Like, the color commentator is always some gruff former defenseman who is just the exact opposite of the prim and proper wordsmith as the color commentator. But. It's always that way, and it is so much fun to watch. And I've always, like the phrase, play on the front foot. That means you're aggressive, right? You're playing downhill. I have forever wanted to get soccer terminology into my draft write-ups. Like a player who would, you know, a linebacker who plays on the front foot would be somebody who plays downhill. Mm-hmm. He's always in an attacking mode. This is the year I'm going
to
put it in.
You have to do it.
I can say downhill linebacker for what? I've already said that probably 165 times so far in the last 3 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Today, this year, we're going front foot.
All right, that's that was the underdog. I'm pretty sure that was the underdog.
Well, speaking of underdogs, I mean, World Cup stuff's going on right now. Some underdogs are winning, but Underdog Fantasy gives you a chance to draft. Did you know for Thanksgiving? I need to pull it up right now. I'm going to see what it's called, what the name is. They always have a lot of really cool names. So here's an example of the tournaments we have. We've got the Turkey, which is the Thanksgiving slate, $5 entry, $150,000 in prizes. You got Cranberry Sauce, which is the late slate. That's $10 entry. The Leftovers, which is your Thursday night and Sunday night football games together. I was a winner in that last week. You got Basketball. You've got Full Court Press, which is a $25 entry. The Basketball Wabness Day is $5. We've got we'll have hockey come out a little bit later, and then they've got a $100 entry. If you want to do it for a little bit more, you can do it for $100 entry right now. There's 276 entrants currently, $25,000 in prizes. So what I'm telling you is there's all kinds of drafts for you to be involved in. You can play 2-, 3-, 4-person matchups. You can go head-to-head. You can set up your own private leagues. And, yes, you can also go with your pick'ems. You can go highs and lows on the pick'em, and that gives you a chance to go higher or lower for the statistics they have out there. You tie 2, 3, 4, 5 of them together, and you win multipliers of what your money are. You just have to pick higher or lower for the statistics, and they even have World Cup in there as well. So while you're watching your games, you've got action while you're playing on Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance for your first deposit, because they're going to match up to $100 for your first deposit. So download Underdog Fantasy on your phone. Use promo code Lance for your first deposit and match up to $100. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seeds. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. Very quick one here. We went a little bit long with Nigel and that English call. How about the OnlyFans model, Lance?
Which one?
Well, apparently she has an obsessed fan. Got her name tattooed above his privates and added her to his life insurance policy. Yeah, there's Mercedes right above the, he got her name tattooed there.
The OnlyFans.
Have you ever been
like,
that obsessed with an OnlyFans model?
No, it's like taking, this is stuff we used to hear about with strippers, only now it's happening online with quote-unquote OnlyFans models.
Right.
This is the type of thing, no, well, she really likes me, and she, dude, Do you know how many subscriptions she has, and you're putting that there?
I think she likes me. She talked to me. She's the waitress. She had to ask you what you wanted, okay? Stop already. Yeah. She doesn't want you.
Definitely, though.
Tokyo apparently are having energy issues and high skyrocketing prices on energy bills.
Okay.
Their solution, Tokyo government, wear turtlenecks. Do you think wearing turtlenecks will help save you money?
Well,
save you money today.
It'll keep your neck cooler, yeah.
Yeah, or hotter, warmer.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, it'll keep you warmer when it's cooler, yeah. I don't know if you just turtlenecks, like probably a jacket, a hoodie and a jacket would be better than a turtleneck.
Yeah, probably, but they said, hey, wear turtlenecks. Fatburgers open in the Las Vegas Gentlemen's Club. Do you want a Fatburger at a strip club?
Sure.
At Sapphire.
But you said they're opening in one or they're opening their own strip club?
They're opening in one.
Okay, I was going to say Fatburger wouldn't be in the strip club business, but yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I don't think that says anything about your clientele. I just think having a hamburger you like.
Yeah.
Where is that not a good place to be?
I don't
know. At a stadium, at a this, at a that?
I used to go to strip clubs. I don't anymore. I just never felt comfortable eating there.
Well, no, it's understandable. Understandable. If there's going to be food, why not make it a Fatburger?
Well, right. If you're going to eat.
Yeah.
Right. But I
trust me, I'm guessing that they think this is a good business model.
Yeah. No. Well, they've got a clientele that's...
But your unwillingness,
right there,
your unwillingness to eat while you're there is understandable.
Yeah. I never felt comfortable. That's all. We're done. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Patrick Creighton is next in for Paul Gallant. You, my friend, are going to talk about siding before we leave on this holiday. This, the holiest of holidays.
Allstate Windows, several much more holy than this. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. This is the only company you should be thinking of when you have window or siding needs. They do it both. They do windows and they do siding. There's some window companies out there. Are the window companies using windows that are made here in the state of Texas, or are they made in China? That's a question that you can ask, because the windows from Allstate Windows and Siding are not made cheaply. They are made here in Texas for Texas strength weather, and of course that means hurricanes. They've got different strength, so no matter where you're listening to me from, they've got a strength of window that is going to be right for you as it pertains to the winds and the elements when it comes to hurricanes. But you know, it just makes your house more energy efficient when you retrofit brand new double strength, double pane windows. It makes your house quieter. It gives an added level of protection. And when it comes to getting a great price, they've got deep discounts for ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners. So make sure that you tell them you heard about it from Lance Zierlein right here on this radio station. Don't forget siding as well. They do a very good job of getting in and out quickly and beautifying your home. That old dilapidated wood looks terrible. So get your house brand new siding and really upgrade the exterior. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com, 832-204-1936.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.